feel like we're a physical team, and I think we match up well.
Are they still that Ravens defense that everybody talks about 3 or 4 years ago? Is there a letoff?
You know, some people might beg to differ on that, but they're still playing well. They're playing good football. Their defense, I think their team starts with their defense. That's the foundation. They've got some savvy vets, guys that have been playing for a long time in that scheme and know what to do. They play really well together, 11 guys to the ball, and we expect it'll be a good challenge.
Mm-hmm. How important is yards after contact going to be for you?
It's big, very big. I think San Fran was number one when we played them too. So it's just another task. I think when you play a type of defense like that, that is a very sound and have guys that have played at a high level for a long time, you have to be very fundamentally sound. And I think that's big on our part. We got to make sure our technique and our fundamentals are intact.
Why does he get that? You look at your numbers over your career. As the season wears on, you get better. The more carries, you get better. And it seems like the more contact now, you're getting better. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know.
I mean, why does it take
maybe conditioning. I don't know. It's not a matter of taking the punishment. I just feel like I've always felt like you want to get stronger as the season goes on, and you want to. You know, it's really not a fact that maybe you don't get stronger. It's just the fact that people wear down. I don't think I'm any stronger than I was, but essentially, if people wear down, I might be. Being able to play at a faster speed, but I take pride in my condition. I do take pride in being able to go out there and making sure that I'm ready to go each week, and the same mentality as the weeks go on, and especially even more in crunch time.
Do you feel hits more in the cold weather or not?
Do you feel the hits more? Maybe a little bit. Maybe my sting a little bit more, but if it stings for me a little bit more, it stings for them as well. So it's not really something that you really worry about too much.
The next four games, two here, two on the road, tough opponents, and all outdoors, all going to be games probably 30 degrees or colder. So is there a different mindset in how the offense is run, or is that a dangerous thing to say, well, we got to change up because of the weather?
Excuse me. Not necessarily a different mindset. Our offense is our offense, especially at this point in time in the season. Teams are who they are. Your identity is kind of been proven already at this point in the season. So we kind of who we are. You might have to do some things a little more at some point. The wind starts blowing and you know, in different games, and it becomes that type of game. We have to run the ball more. You got to be able to do that. We felt like we're being more consistent and more balanced as an offense. That's what you want. So we feel confident that we can do that. But like I said, our identity is pretty much who we are.
Regardless of the weather. And do you even say that, hey, you know, one of the best cold weather games around here was yours truly against Seattle in the playoffs?
Yeah, we can look at that. I think we've, as a run game, we've handled some cold conditions, but for the most part, all right. It's a job. You know, we got to be professional and go out there. It's part of our condition. We live in this condition. We should be able to perform at a high level, and especially if we're at home, and regardless of the weather, it's our home. You know, we're playing in Lambeau, and that's a pride thing. So we feel good, and we feel like we should have the advantage when we're playing those type of games.
How tricky is this team in terms of using their linebackers on blitzes? One of the more difficult.
Oh, they do a great job. Really, you have to be really big and really sound on communication. Communication is big, and making sure that guys are seeing the calls, making the adjustments. They do a really good job of playing within their scheme and guys moving around. I think that's how they've gotten a lot of teams confusion over the last couple of years. But you know, it's definitely a challenge for us, and we're up for it, and guys are excited.
How often do you guys talk about the playoffs, and how do you like your playoff chances now? That's what we're talking about.
You know, we can talk about it, but honestly, it's really about one game right now. We put ourselves in a position where one game at a time, we feel like it's in the future if we take care of our business, and that's the biggest thing. We need to go out every week and take care of one game at a time, and then we'll start talking when the time comes.
Brian, what do you think Brandon Jackson's given you guys in the offense?
Spark. I think everybody can see that. He's been doing a phenomenal job. Brandon's been playing at such a high level on third down. And when he's been getting the opportunity to run the ball, that you couldn't ask for anything more. From picking up blitzes to converting third down runs, catches, different things, he's been a spark. And I think guys on the sideline have been playing off of the offense. He's converted a bunch of third downs, had some really big plays for us, had a set of big touchdown drives.
He's got the freshest legs.
He's
missed a lot of
them. Yeah, we always joke about with backs and this thing. When you miss the first part, they kind of got on me because, you know, this week of the week, they said, oh, you should be fresh, Grant, and everything like that. So we mess with guys. But, Brandon, like I said, Brandon's been doing a great job throughout.
Confidence level at an all-time high with his team.
three-game winning streak heading into this Monday night football game?
It should be high. I don't know about all-time high, but it should be high because of what we've done, and we should feel good about where we're going and just know that we need to do it again and play at an even higher level.
What's your impression of Ray Lewis? Is that one of the guys you don't want to take a hit from, even though he's been around the block for a little while?
I don't know if you don't want to take a hit from him. You'd rather not take a hit from anybody, but Ray, of course, is one of those guys you have to respect. As a football player in general, you have to respect him and what he's done at such a high level for a long time. You know, watching the game and growing up, and he's one of those guys that you admire. He plays at such a high level, his intensity of the game. So this is my first opportunity to play against him. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a competitor. I know he's a competitor, and he's the foundation of that defense. Really of their team, I think, and much deserved. So it's something you have to take into account. But like I said, we're competitors, and we want to step up to that challenge.
Does Monday night football still have the same pop and fizzle as back in the day?
I think so. Maybe not, with the change of networks and everything, but maybe not to some people. But we think it's the type of games you want to play for. Those priority games, primetime games, where the nation's watching you. And you step up. You want to play well in these games, especially because every team's watching you, everybody's watching you on that stage, and this is a game why you play the game, step up on the stage.
Talk about Charles Woodson, what this guy's done, NFC Player of the Month. I mean, he continues to impress me. What's it like being on his team and watching him do the things that he does?
It's an honor. No, it really is. You just take a step back and just admire it, what he's been able to do over the past couple years since I've been here. I don't think there should be any argue of whether or not his name should be up there for Defensive Player of the Year and different things, just because he's playing at such a high level, doing so much. Being a big fan of him growing up, when he was at Michigan, having pictures of him on my wall and stuff like that, of course, not now. I wouldn't have it now. He's my peer. But it really is. It's great to be able to play with him, be on the same team, watch him work. Watch the things that he's done to put himself in that position and play at such a high level.
Do you think you guys got the Chiefs worked out as far as the offensive line and protecting the quarterback in the running game?
We think each week we're getting better, and that's what it's about. We want to decrease the margin of error and really fine-tune the good things and get even and work on it and continue to improve on the negatives.
Now, if you and Lewis go one-on-one, head knock, who's getting up first?
I don't know. We'll see. Let's hope that I get up first. But, playing simple, we got to worry about those a whole 11 guys, not just Ray Lewis. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think Tauscher's added to this team?
Excuse me?
What do you think Tauscher's added to this team?
A lot. Experience, ability. He's definitely the guy in the locker room that brings a lot. I mean, he's a familiar face. So he's definitely brought that.
There's a certain comfort level, do you think?
Well, like I said, the experience aspect. He knows he's been in a lot of different situations, so I'm sure that he's very comfortable with different things, and he's a familiar face, and he knows what's going on. We've seen him in other places.
Ryan, Coach talks about breaking the season down into quarters. We have a chance to finish the third quarter out tomorrow. Just talk about the importance of getting on this roll when you guys did, because it seems to be the right time.
Well, we put ourselves in a position where we needed every game. Our backs were kind of against the wall. And we knew what every game was going to mean. We still feel like that. Nothing's changed. We just need to continue to play at a high level.
Could this be a statement game with the national audience on the side?
Every game is a statement game for us. But, of course, when you play at this type of level, you want to kind of prove the point and really legitimize, what we're doing as a team. What was that?
Are there backs who actually are better in bad weather?
I don't know. That's your job.
Do you consider yourself like someone who can thrive in this type of
game? Yeah, but I feel like every back should feel like they should. I don't think it thrive any better than any other condition. But I do feel like I thrive when the job's on the line when it's needed. Well, I guess so, but you should have confidence in general. I think every player in his locker room is here because they have a level of confidence. So I've done it, but if we went out there and it started snowing green, it would be like, all right, let's just do it, no matter what it is. So if it's something gets thrown our way where we're not used to, you got to be able to adjust, and we're ready for it.
And you anticipate getting back to a full practice pretty soon?
Yeah. I'm getting there, but I'll be good to go.
Is it a little tougher this time of year? You played so many games, it's colder, it's probably a little tougher to recover than it would have been, say, back in September?
Maybe, not necessarily. I think conditioning, if you take care of your body, it shouldn't be as hard.
Brian, you know, Brian Lewis is one of those famous guys that everybody's heard of. When you're playing against guys like that, I mean, does it change your game at all? Or is your reads the same? And, you know, he's full in position. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily change your game. You got to keep an eye on. I think as a defense, he's the foundation. He's done a lot of good things for him, and plays at a high level. But you really have to make sure that you're just fundamentally sound.